Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Last week, well, in fact, I think now it was the week before, I attended the clergy conference. And whilst I do have many insightful things to share, and maybe I will over the coming weeks, the thing that came to me when I read the readings today was I noticed how many people brought along their own pillows. I saw them struggling in with all their bags as they arrived. We were only there for 3 days and 2 nights, but you know, you never know what you might need, so you bring so much. And tucked under their arms were a pillow, or swinging along in a bag. Firstly, I thought, oh, why didn't I think of bringing my own pillow? So I do not think them totally crazy about doing it, because it is so lovely to have your own pillow, to have a good night's sleep, because it fits just right under your head, it's not too hard or too soft, it's perfect. Anyway, in case you're wondering about the conference pillows, they did suit me perfectly and I did have a good night's sleep. But regardless, for these readings today, on this Sunday, I was thinking your own pillow bears so many significances. Because you know it suits you so well. You won't wake up with a cricked neck or something. It's a little bit of home that you take with you. If your mind is going crazy with thoughts or from all the buzzing from the Kaylee dancing that we've done on one of the evenings, you snuggle down and you put your head down on that pillow and that instant contact makes you feel you're at home with something that is familiar. Something you can trust will calm you down and bring you peace. See, got there? We come to peace, the peace that Jesus gives us. Not as this world gives. It says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid, it says. And this particular verse that we've got often gets used at funerals as part of one of the Bible readings. Jesus saying, he will come and take us to a dwelling place. And then later we often pick up this verse which says, we are not to be afraid. Do not be troubled. My peace I give to you. I often wonder how people manage to cope when living in very difficult situations, be it in war-torn areas or drought-ridden areas, in family situations that are so difficult, or with illnesses, chronic or acute, of themselves, families or loved ones. How do they cope? And I notice that if these folks have faith, well, the difference is tremendous. Somehow this makes the peace come into their lives. They still have the same things happening around them, but they can feel some peace in amongst it all. A connection within all the difficulties with something that makes them feel safe, secure, not alone or frightened, empowered even when things can seem totally out of control. I remember when I ran a kindergarten of children. It was children aged 3 to 7 years. And one little chappie came in clutching a conker in his hand, a little brown conker. It was his first day he was going to stay alone. Well, we hoped. And his mother said, I hope you don't mind if he keeps his conker with him. Which I didn't. Just this little brown conker that he had found on the ground by the tree whilst walking with his mum. And she left. And he played and he held on to his conker. And it did make it into his trouser pocket during the morning to give him his both hands free for playing and to eat and drink his snack. But I noticed him lay his hand on his pocket during story time. He was okay. You know, that little conker bringing him peace on his troubled first day. And this peace that we're getting mentioned by Jesus is Jesus speaking about the Holy Spirit coming to us when Jesus physically will leave the earth as a human being. That is what Jesus is saying to the disciples When he goes, something will be sent to us. The advocate, Jesus calls it in our reading today. Over the coming weeks, we will hear more of the many words, the many characteristics we call the Holy Spirit by. And I've mentioned a few of them this morning: the comforter, the empowerer, when we're feeling lost and not knowing how to cope, when we're feeling overwhelmed. The teacher, Jesus also says, one who will teach us and remind us of what Jesus said. In our reading from Acts today, we can see how the power, the presence of the Holy Spirit had coming upon Paul. It comes to him in a vision, in a dream. And Paul hears of a man from Macedonia saying, "Come to us and help us." And Paul and the disciples go and preach and teach, and Lydia and her household all become followers of Christ and are baptized. The Holy Spirit becomes a guide and a leader, telling us where we should go to spread the news, preparing the way, going ahead of us. During this coming week, we have Ascension Day. It falls on Thursday, and on Ascension Day is when we celebrate Jesus the human being, the risen Christ, ascending to heaven. That's what we sang at the beginning, crowning with many crowns, Ascension Day. And we're going to have a service at Buckingham Church that we can all go to, and I'll probably talk about it again next Sunday. But we will read in here about Jesus' ascension to heaven and his commissioning of the disciples, his followers, to preach the good news, the disciples who stood there on that day, and us here today listening to these accounts. But we're not going to be left alone. Jesus is saying he's going to send us the Holy Spirit. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is talking to the disciples after the Passover meal. Over these weeks, we've heard many of these conversations, little bits of it. They've already shared the Passover meal, the Passover supper. They've shared the bread and wine. Jesus has knelt down and washed their feet, the servant king. And Judas has already gone off to betray him. And Jesus knew he would soon be taken by the soldiers, and he would soon be crucified. And he's just wanting to share everything he can with the disciples, his last words of great wisdom, so they can know how loved they are, how loved we all are by God. And he says, "All this I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." And he continues, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I've told you all this now before it happens, so that when it happens, you will believe." These words, outpouring Jesus' love and promise that we will be helped when he is gone, gone to heaven, as we will learn over these coming weeks. And that having returned to heaven, a great power is going to come to earth and will be with us, will help us. And Jesus is telling the disciples, telling us before it happens so we can believe, so we can have faith and trust in him. You know, often in the Bible, we hear about the need for us to have a relationship with God, that we can feel that connection with him. The peace we get when we have the familiar comforting pillow when we're away from home. We've got that relationship with that pillow. We've got that relationship with our home. When we take it with us and it's with us, we can remember those things. The child with a little brown conker, which brings to mind his mum and his relationship with her and home. The vision that enables the disciples to make a difficult journey and bravely preach and teach, because they know the vision comes from something so powerful beyond them. The peace that folks have when life around them is going crazy. It is good for us as Christians to dwell with this peace, this comfort and stillness in the storm, and for us to reflect on how this power of the Holy Spirit will also enable us to share this wonderful message with others. This powerful Holy Spirit is always at work around us. We just join in when we are called. And we'll be reading more about that in the coming weeks. Amen.